Thank you for choosing our Chef Fiber. My name's Phil. How can I help you?
I'm sorry. Who am I speaking to?
This is Phil.
Phil or Bill?
Phil. P-H-I-L.
Phil. Thank you, Phil. Oh, you from Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, by any chance?
No, I am not.
Do you know Punxsutawney Phil? He sells
I do not. I do not.
He sells all the lottery tickets. I have a question for you, Phil. Are you actually in the Kingston office or where?
I am a remote worker, but I am actually based out of Kingston, New York. So I am actually about 5 minutes from the main office.
Oh, great. Where are you from? What town?
I'm in Kingston.
Oh, you live in Kingston?
Yes, I do.
Oh, how nice. I was wondering if you could help me. Sorry for that introduction, the 21 questions.
No worries.
Here is my question. I love any business that comes to Kingston. An Enterprise Drive, you're on the old IBM campus, aren't you?
Yes, we are. I believe we bought out the building, or at least we're leasing it out.
That's just great. It's good to see all that stuff coming to use. So I got a promotion thing maybe 2 weeks ago. I'm not at my house very much, unfortunately, and I didn't do anything with it. And I live in the village of Rhinebeck, and
okay,
there was a promotion because you just dug all our streets up. And you've laid cable. Is the fiber optic service available in the village yet?
In the village of Rhinebeck, it depends on your address. We may have service that is very shortly soon coming out. I know we are doing a lot of our pre-orders for the Rhinebeck area for where we have laid out those fiber lines, and the earliest ones that will start receiving service as early as the 31st of this month.
Okay, so here, and I got, what was that promotional fee per month? Because they gave us a orange card, and it was a special rate if we signed up by a certain date, but I don't remember what it was.
Our standard price for our 1 gig internet is $79.99, which you can get a $10 discount off of those if you pay with ACH auto payments and paperless
right.
billing, bringing the price down to $69.99. And that is
okay.
a price, that is a guaranteed price for at least
for
the next
2 years.
For 2 years. It may extend beyond that because as of right now, that price point is not expected to change.
Okay. Now, I'm sorry to ask you all these questions, but I don't understand any of this stuff. I'm old. So I have Spectrum service in my house right now.
Okay.
And I have some cable boxes, and I do some with Roku and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
When you come and do an install, I have Netflix right now, and I have Amazon Prime. And I have a bunch of routers in my house that my son-in-law put in. If I were to sign up with you, and let's say we do this thing for the end of the month or beginning of August, do they actually come into my house and make everything work?
So
do an install?
So the same way as with any internet service provider that you will get, during initial installation, a technician does need to come into the home to make sure that a connection is able to be established and is secure within our network.
Right.
And during that time, you can make requests to have them assist you in making sure your network is set up as well.
Okay. So when they would now, boy, you won the prize getting me today. So I have to subscribe, am I correct, to a streaming service?
So the streaming services that you are already subscribed to, Netflix,
right.
Amazon,
right.
Your use of your Roku device, all of those. We actually do not offer individual streaming services, but we do
mm-hmm.
highly recommend them because we do not offer any kind of like cable or TV packages. We are simply
right.
we are simply an internet service provider that also has a home phone usage.
So if for instance, I signed up for Hulu, and when they got out of my house, my TVs would be working on Hulu, Amazon, and Hulu, Amazon Prime, and Netflix. Am I correct?
That is correct, and they will all should still work.
And they will make sure that the signal is coming into the individual TVs.
That is correct.
Okay. I think I would like to do this because I cannot afford to be with Spectrum anymore.
I understand that. Can I get your house address?
Yes, my house address is 45 Livingston Street.
What's the zip code?
12572. I'm right across the river, just a stone's throw.
Yeah, you're not too far away. You say you're at 45 Livingston?
Yeah.
Is this for a home or business, sir?
It's a home.
Now, we have two options available. From the sounds of what you've told me about your use case, it doesn't sound like you're using too much bandwidth. So I think our 1 gig fiber internet service would probably be the best bet for you. Plus, it is the one that is listed as the quote-unquote deal for everything. So I believe that is the best option for you.
Okay.
You said you do have a kind of like an extender network set up in your house already, so I'm not worried about inquiring about any kind of extenders, since you did say your son helped you set those up.
Yeah, my son-in-law put in these white round discs that are on each floor of the house.
That sounds like a ubiquity setup.
I'm sorry, what?
There's a bunch of different companies that run around.
Yeah.
The white discs.
We bought them at Best Buy. They cost me about $300 for the four of them.
Yeah, that sounds like ubiquity to me.
Okay.
I'm a tech person, so I understand. I understand
none of it.
Do you require any kind of home phone services?
I really don't. I don't have one right now.
No worries. It's just a standard question we have to ask.
Yeah.
So you live at 45 Livingston Street in Rhinebeck, New York. Zip code is 12572. Do you own or rent your home?
I own my home.
Fantastic. How do you currently get your power? Is it through the air or under the ground?
It's Central Hudson and it's aerial service.
Aerial service. Thank you very much. Now, is your billing address different from your service address?
It probably is. We have most of our bills sent to the following address, 1901 John F. Kennedy Boulevard, Suite 1605-06, and that's Philadelphia, Philadelphia.
What's that suite number one more time?
Suite number 1605-06.
And you said it's in Philadelphia?
Yes, that's correct. The zip is 19103.
Can I get your first name, sir?
Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N.
And what is your last name?
Rosenblum, R-O-S-E-N-B-L-U-M.
Last name is R-O-S-E-N-B-L-U-M?
R-O-S-E-N-B-L-U-M, as in Michael.
Thank you very much, Martin. And what is a good email address for you?
M. Rosenblum. That's M-R-O-S-E-N-B-L-U-M BLUM at MJRA hyphen architects, architects.com.
And the phone number you're calling me on, is that a good contact number for you?
Yes, that's my cell number.
Thank you very much. Now we have a few ways we can contact you. Would you like to be contacted via phone, email, or text message?
I think that, I think that probably, you can't do two, can you?
You can do two.
Let's do email and text.
All right. I do have a couple of disclosures about our communication services that I have to go over with you real quick.
Right.
For our email options, do you agree to receive marketing and information on discounts and special offers via email? You can subscribe at any time by contacting our offices or clicking the unsubscribe button at the bottom of your emails. And here at Archtop Fiber, we can notify customers via text messagings with important information like installation appointments, updates about their order status, or billing updates. By opting in to receive text messages, you will be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. And let me assure you that we will only use this method for account-specific updates. We'll not send you any advertisements over your cell phone unless you authorize to do so. You can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communication via email or phone call, message, and data rate supply. Is that okay?
If I wanted to be really cute, I would say, would you please repeat that? Debbie, this guy talks fast. Do they train you to talk that way?
No, I naturally talk that fast.
Good grief. No wonder you're a tech person. Yeah, that's fine.
All righty. Just to go over a few of the information, we're looking to get a 1 gig home fiber internet net service. I'm showing an in-service date of, which will be at the end of the month, like I told you. So 7/31/24 is when okay. We'll be able to get services installed at that address at the earliest. It depends on availability of scheduling.
Sure.
You don't need any Wi-Fi extenders. You're not looking for any home phone services. And your service address is 45 Livingston Street in Rhinebeck, New York, 12572. You do get your power through Ariel, and your billing address is actually 1901 John F. Kennedy Boulevard, Suite 1605-06 in Philly.
That's, wait, 1605-06, Philly 19103, right?
That is correct, yes.
Yes, that is correct.
All right. As part of the order process, we do usually like to run a soft credit check to determine whether or not you're required to pay a minimum deposit. All we need to do is collect a few bits of information to determine you are who you say you are. Don't worry. It's a soft credit check. We're just checking to verify all this information. Is it okay if we run this check with you today? If not, you can bypass this, but you will be required to pay the minimum deposit of $50.
I'll pay the deposit. Thank you.
You'll pay the deposit? All right. No
worries. Perfectly happy to.
All right.
The less stuff of mine that's out there, the happier I am. I just hate all of this stuff being out there. I mean, you go online.
No worries. No worries about that, Martin.
Color underwear people are wearing.
Now, we do offer that $10 discount as long as you are enrolled in auto pay. Hey, through ACH pay billing and paperless billing as well. Would you like to sign up for that today, receive that discount?
So if I give you a credit card, would that do it?
So the credit card will only give you a $5 discount, but it will still give you a discount on service.
I think I would prefer the credit card than, again, having all my bank information.
No worries about that at all, sir. As if you'd like to, once everything is said and done, you can actually go into your account portal and actually change that information, so that way information isn't being being handled by an agent such as myself. You can do it from the comfort of your own home.
Okay, excellent.
And if, as long as you do it before your installation date, that discount price will actually be applied, because you aren't charged, aside from your deposit fee that you're willing to pay today, you won't be charged for anything until services are installed.
Okay.
All right. So whenever you're ready, go ahead with that card number.
Okay, hold on one moment, please.
Take your time, Martin.
Do you take Discover?
We do.
Okay, my Discover card is 6011 0147 8546 7908.
Expiration date?
0529.
And the 3-digit code on the back?
089.
Name on the card?
Martin. Initial J. Rosenblum.
Zip code for this card?
19103.
Do you want to add a nickname to this card? This is an optional thing to do. It just gives us a way of verifying information for the account.
You can just say Discover. You can just say Discover, and that's fine.
No worries. And do you want to, at this time, make this your primary payment method?
Yeah, that will be fine.
Fantastic. All right. Everything's good to go on that part. I do have a couple of authorizations I do need to go over with you before we've wrapped everything up today. So at the time of your initial connection, the technician will determine the best way to connect your service. They may install the drop cable, the cable that connects your home to our fiber network at the street prior to the day of installation. You don't need to be home for that, so don't worry. It's just part of the installation.
Sure.
If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground. We'll then help coordinate for that cable.
I'm sorry, say that again.
If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground. If it does, we will then help coordinate for that drop cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. If you have a current provider, we request that you maintain consistent connection until your new fiber services have been installed before you cancel with them.
Okay.
The ONT gateway, that's your modem router, any equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you'll
say that again. Which has to be returned?
So it's going to be the modem router we provide to you. The technician that comes with your installation will be bringing that router with them.
Okay. And why am I returning that?
So, upon termination.
Oh, what, when I terminate my service?
Yeah, pretty much. Okay. It's the returning of equipment once you no longer have service with us.
Right.
At that time, you will receive a return kit to send all associated equipment back to us here at Archtop Fiber. Archtop Fiber reserves the right to charge for any unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment and its required time frame. For any questions you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, please visit our website at archtopfiber.com. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your online account. You're automatically enrolled in this account using the email address you provided with me today. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they do change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration?
Well, as my lawyer once said, if you want it, you have to take it. And if you don't want it, you don't take it. So, sure.
All righty. Now, you said you got a little card in the mail about our services?
Yes.
Fantastic.
Which I don't have in front of me.
No worries. We were getting everything.
There was an orange mailer that was left in all of our mailboxes.
Yeah, those went out as an automatic distribution. We actually sent a big stack of them off to the post office so they could just do an auto distribution to all residents. Gotcha. Is there anything our installer should be aware of on your property, such as buried wire, septic tanks, or any kind of underground instances, just in case they need to be aware of that?
Well, I don't know what pole they're coming off of.
Okay, so we won't worry about that. If they're going to follow an aerial route, they will follow the electrical cable, which means they'll come up to the pole, go up the pole, and then follow along with the power cable. So that's not something
right.
you need to worry about.
Okay.
Do you have any?
Well, I know where the aerial comes in, and there's nothing in that area.
All right. Do you have any questions, comments, or concerns?
No, I don't.
Fantastic. I'm placing that order.
Okay.
All right, everything successfully submitted. So we should be. So your account won't be in our system for a good 5 to 10 minutes. So while I don't want to keep you on the phone for too long today, I will let you know that you will be receiving two emails. You should be receiving those here very shortly. One is a confirmation of the order that you just placed with us that lets you know of the service and address and all the information we went over today, just so you have a copy for your record. The second email you'll be receiving is to set up your online account. That's your Archtop Fiber online account, which you can access through the sign-in page at archtopfiber.com. This is an automatic process. All you need to do is follow the instructions on the email, and your account should be set up for you. If you have any issues, please do not hesitate to reach out to us. We are more than happy to help get you finished getting set up for your online account, including resetting your password if need be, so that way you have access to your account.
Okay. I think that makes sense.
All right, Martin, is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, I think we've quite exhausted it. That's fine. We've got the ball rolling, and that's what's important to me.
All right. I will make you aware that we may be giving you a call here within the next day or so, as soon as your information populates in the system. That way we can get your service installation date scheduled out for you. Because of the time frame, I did tell you that the earliest we would be able to is the end of the month on the 31st. We may be on or after that date, so be aware that we may be reaching back out to you in order to get those services scheduled out for you.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're quite welcome, Martin. And thank you for calling us here at Archtop Fiber. We look forward to giving you a call back here shortly to ensure those services get scheduled out. I hope
you
have a wonderful rest of your day. And bye-bye.
You too. Bye now. Bye.